We're talking AFLW with All-Australian club champion and I think one of the household names of our AFLW competition, and that's Darcy Vesio from the Carlton Football Club. She joins us now. Darcy, appreciate your time and, well, I'll get in early. Merry Christmas for the next couple of days.
Ah, thanks so much, Tim. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, well, pleasure to be on. Now, obviously, you get a very short break before things start getting serious. We've had a couple of the girls and the clubs on over the last week. And while footy clubs down tools for the best part, not so the AFLW, that you don't get much time off. You've got to stay in the zone because the competition's just weeks away.
Yeah, it is a bit different for this year with the competition being pushed forward. We're kind of used to coming back from Christmas and then having kind of a month to ease back in and then get ready. But, yeah, this year we pretty much get back on the 28th and have a week and then we're into it.
What's the squad looking like? Of course, just missed the finals last year. More on that in a brief moment. But when you talk about the squad that you've assembled, the new players, seasoned campaigners, I know you've got, of course, Jessica Del Pos is back, a girl from Darabin, of course, you would have played footy with. And so you're reunited there and after her time at GWS. But what about the squad in general, Darcy?
Yeah, we've got a few new faces around. So as you mentioned, Jess coming in, I'm really, really excited to get to play with her again because I played, you know, 5 or 6 years with her at Darabin before AFLW came in. So that's been really fun. We've got Jess Good as well from Adelaide, who's a basketballer. So she's, obviously added a bit more height to our team. And there's a few new girls coming through as well from the under-18 system. But, I feel like we're starting to gel well as a team. I guess this part of the year, everything feels pretty good. When games get going, we sort of get to figure out where we're at. But at the moment, it feels like we've, been building really well. Last week, the Cracky game was a good little test. So, we'll see how we go.
Yeah, you got that job done over St Kilda, 6-10, 46 to 4-4, 28. In that, you get a couple of snags yourself. The competition itself, we've got, you know, obviously new teams coming in, the solidarity of those who have had a couple of years under their belt, including Carlton. Obviously, you're keen to build on last year, Darcy. Now, I just want to talk about last year. You lost 3 games by a goal or less. I know it's coulda, woulda, shoulda, but turn that around and you could have very well finished on top of the ladder in the home and away season.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bizarre season to look back on. I think when we reviewed the season, half kind of broke it down. We played 12 really poor minutes of footy throughout those first few games and that really cost us a lot. So, I feel like AFLW, it's pretty cutthroat and, you know, if you have lapses in your game, it can cost you. And it doesn't really matter at what stage of the game you have those lapses. There's not really time to claw it back. So, I feel like even though we had some close losses, we probably didn't play our best footy at all, really, I think. Like, I feel like we had a few good passages and patches, but overall, I feel like we want to be playing a lot more consistently, and I think that's something we are building towards.
True, and you've got to eliminate, as does every team, you've got to turn those close losses to close wins. Now, as I said, if you get two of those three, or even if you've got one of those wins, you probably play in the final. So it is a fine balance, isn't it? You really do have to get on the right side of the ledger in those narrow ones.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's about maturity as well in games, being able to sense when you've got momentum, when it's starting to shift, being able to pull it back and just try to sit on the ball for a bit as well. Like, I feel like a lot of the time we just try to go, go, go. And it's not just Carlton, but I think as we build experience, it's about, like, understanding where you're at in the game and knowing that you can sort of, you know, by creating stoppages and things like that, it's a great way to sort of wrestle that momentum back.
Darcy Vesio, our guest from the Carlton Football Club. We're not too far away from the AFLW season starting in the new year. Darcy, you've been a key figure, a marquee role in the launch of the AFLW, and we're starting to have an established competition now. So probably the novelty factor is wearing off. It is now very much a competition that everyone wants to follow and get involved in, and all clubs are going to have teams in the competition, which we're all incredibly excited about. Must give you great heart, the growth of the game, albeit it's not new, the growth of the game, but the growth of the game at the AFLW level has certainly been rapid. It must give you, you must just get so much satisfaction, even though you're a Carlton person and you don't like the other 17 clubs, so to speak, but as an AFLW footballer, you must get massive, it must make your heart grow, and you must get very emotional about what you're developing right now.
Yeah, I think when you sort of step back and look at how far it's come in a short amount of time, it definitely fills me with a lot of pride. And I feel like because you're in it every day, sometimes you can sort of miss those moments. Yeah. And I think it'll definitely be something, you know, probably decades after I retire that I can look back on. And I think it'll have more and more meaning as life sort of goes on. So, yeah, I'm really proud to be a player right now and be able to drive the game forward and experience it for what it is, because I think it's pretty amazing that you get to be part of something like this. Not many people do, so yeah, I feel very privileged.
Yeah, very much so. And then you've also got your own form as well. You're coming off a great year that you did last year. Darcy, a little birdie told me, someone who knows someone who knows someone who actually knows someone who knows you said to me, you got yourself an interesting Kris Kringle at the club, Kris Kringle. And how did it go down at home, I've been asked to ask you? How did it go? Can you explain what it was and how it was received on the home front?
Oh, my goodness. Well, last night we had our club Kris Kringle, and I actually thought that maybe I was going to miss out on getting a present because there were only a few left and I hadn't been called out. So I was sitting there getting a bit nervous. But then I saw a sign. I noticed that there was a towel over a box. And in the past, there have been some stick insects that have been gifted and passed around, so year after year. So I sort of thought, oh, I've got the stick insects, like they're landing with me this year. And then when I lifted up the towel, it was a fish tank with a little black fish in there. Very cute fish. I think it was a black moor fish. But I already have a few goldfish at home, and my partner, Emily, isn't too fond of them because she's often the person cleaning the tank. So she was very upset. I texted her on when I was about to leave the club and I said, oh, you're not going to believe what I've got. And she said, what? I said, you'll see. So she was, on her hands and knees when I got the tank out of the car. She couldn't believe it. But you know what? We'll make do, you know. You have to, when a fish comes to you, you have to build it a home and make sure you look after it. So
it takes a village to raise a fish.
That's it. That's it. And I think Grace Egan is responsible for the fish. So
right.
You better watch out next
year.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's going to be the karma bus coming back the other way. Just a trap for young players, and I'm sure you know how to clean a fish tank. Be very careful using a stock standard sponge that you buy at your local supermarket, especially the ones that have got soap in the middle of them. You clean it and it leaves a bit of a soapy, and then you put the water in and then you put your fish in and you come home and the fish are very clean, but they're also very dead, and the tank is very clean as well. It's happened to me a couple of times where I've got my children to clean the fish tank and they've used the sponge with that little soap thing in the middle of it, which you don't actually see.
Oh, no.
I know. And then they turn it on goes the pump. We all walk out and we go back about our business. We come back and it's like a bubble bath. And they're all up. The trials and tribulations of being a fish owner. Hey, Das, what are you expecting? Last one. What are you genuinely expecting about the new year for Carlton? And what are the expectations you have on yourself and you think Half and the football club have on the girls at Carlton?
Well, I think I touched on it earlier. I feel like we need to be a team that can cope with pressure better. I think in the past we've had lapses when it's been piled on us. So I feel like coming into this season and our training has been based around coping under duress. So I hope we can be a team that can work through different scenarios and keep a cool, calm head. But I'm really excited as well. Like, I feel like, I don't know, like, I think it takes time to build chemistry, and I feel like every season it's been getting better. So this season I feel like we've become even tighter as a group. So I'm excited to see how that sort of translates onto the field. And personally, I'm just looking to, I guess, continue from last year and just continue to build and grow and be able to, I guess, make my teammates better as well. Like, I feel like as you get older in your career, you really want to be able to bring others into the game even more and show them a way forward. So, yeah, I'm hoping that, I'll be able to see, you know, people like Georgia G shine even more in the forward line, as well as, like, Nick Stevens. She's my age, but I feel like she's really grown as a forward as well. I'm just looking forward to seeing what we can bring.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Looking forward to the AFLW season starting. Merry Christmas to you. May the fish be with you, and look forward to 2022.
Thanks so much. Have a good one.
You too. There's Darcy Vesio from the Carlton Football Club. Looking forward to seeing what the Blues can do under their coach, Daniel Harford, as well.